Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
What's your goal in life? And if you get there, will you really be satisfied? Tough question, right? But isn't that what fulfillment in life is all about? Success Doesn't Suck was the title of the Rolling Stone magazine article featuring Kurt Cobain in January of 1994. The American musician, artist, and songwriter changed pop music, fashion, and art through his band Nirvana and his connection with his listeners. He had gone from a quiet, unhappy boy after his parents' divorce to massive success, and by the age of 26, when the Rolling Stone writer subtitled his article, "Our Man in Nirvana Rages On and On About Stardom, Fatherhood, His Feud with Pearl Jam, The Death of Grunge, and Why He's Never Been Happier in His Life." Yet, 3 months later, his heroin kit lying beside him on the floor of his home, Cobain had taken his own life, leaving behind a one-year-old daughter. If having lots of money is your goal in life, then consider George Vanderbilt III, a millionaire, sportsman, philanthropist, and playboy. Money, sex, and fame were all his, yet he ended his life leaping from the 10th floor of a hotel window. What many seek in life he had, yet with it, happiness eluded him. If accomplishment in life is your goal, then consider the life of Ernest Hemingway, one of the heroes of my youth. When I was in college, I thought, boy, if I could ever write like Hemingway, I'd have it made. Hemingway won the Nobel Prize for Literature, famous for his pungent character descriptions in works like A Farewell to Arms, The Old Man and the Sea, For Whom the Bells Toll. Still in my possession is a yellowed newspaper from the front page of the L.A. Times, dated July 3, 1961. The headlines read, "Gunshot Blast Kills Hemingway." The story reads in part, "Ernest Hemingway, Nobel Prize-winning novelist who wrote of violence and death, shot himself fatally Sunday with a 12-gauge shotgun at his home near here." Obviously, a person can be tremendously talented, yet unfulfilled and miserable. If fame or beauty is your goal in life, consider Marilyn Monroe. On August 5, 1962, newspapers told how this gifted, beautiful woman overdosed on Nebutal, a drug that stopped her heart. Her psychiatrist finally smashed down the door to find her lifeless body. My hometown newspaper editorialized, "Marilyn Monroe died Sunday, proving that even $10,000 a week won't buy peace of mind." I've just mentioned some of the most commonly sought goals of people: money, achievement, and notoriety or fame. There has to be more, something that brings a purpose to life beyond these. Long ago, Augustine, one of the early church fathers, wrote that there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every person, which can be met only through a divine encounter. Friend, what's your goal in life? If you reach it, without God, there will always be an emptiness in your heart that will never be satisfied. Fame, wealth, and accomplishment are like a mirage on the desert, and when people get there, they discover life is still empty. The empty place in your heart can only be filled by God, but He will do that if you seek Him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.